the Christian Bible, the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. This is Jesus talking. Come to me, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. When Jesus made that expression, he was encouraging us to know that that's how God is. God is always there for us. Whatever the issues, whatever, come to God, and your issues will resolve, will dissolve, and you can live in peace. When you actually think seriously about the words Jesus spoke, he's telling us, try not to live inside your own head. Because fear and self-pity are signs of a weak faith. So you can see Jesus is telling us, whatever the fear we have, whatever the pity, whatever the issues, we can tell it, get out of my head. But Jesus is saying, don't be afraid. I am there. God is there with you. And if you cannot manage to do that, not being afraid, then come to the Lord quickly. Come to the one who is fearless, who was never afraid, and who nothing can touch or harm. He is the Lord of the Lords, King of Kings. All the president will kiss the ring. The Pope will kiss the ring. The Queen, the kings, they will all, because he is King of Kings, Lord of Love, the creator of all there is. So if you cannot manage it on your own, go to the Lord, Almighty God. That's why they call him the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. And when you do come to the Lord quickly, entrust yourself totally to his care. Because God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Period. That is it. And as long as we remember this, we will not carry the burden of the whole world on our shoulders. We will live in peace knowing that, look, God has got this. God knows what is going to happen before it did happen. And the unnecessary killings we bring into our own world, we see it. He is the one who made the world. He is the one who sustained it by his own consciousness. And he is the one who can heal and cure us. So it doesn't matter what your personal issues are. Illness, lack of friends, lack of money, lack, you know, they think you're a social pariah, whatever it is. Nobody loves me. Say, get out of my head. I can't get a job. Get out of my head. I don't have enough money to pay. Get out of my head. I have belly aches. I have cancer. Get out of my head. I don't like the MAGA people. Get out of my head. I don't like the woke left. Get out of my head. My child won't talk to me. Get out of my head. My spouse thinks I should lose weight. Get out of my head. Whatever it is. Because that's not what the Lord wants for you. That is torment. When we allow those things to happen, we are tormenting ourselves. So we need to go to the Lord, and let it go. And that's all there is. And the story I'm going to share tonight, because this is going to be a short sermon. We let you know that, yeah, most of all, we live in our head and we can't see clearly what is around or what the Lord has given to us to enjoy. A spiritual teacher, you can call him your guru, your teacher, whatever appellation you give, used to meditate under a tree near a forest. There he used to see a woodcutter every day. Some of us who live in the city, we don't even know what a woodcutter is, so just bear with that. But there are some people, that's what they do for a living. They go into the forest, they cut the timbers and all of that. And most people now, they work for the company to do that. But in the old days, no. There are stories I know growing up that were told that this person would go into the forest and cut the wood and bring the firewood to sell. That's how they make their living. That tells you they are really poor. So there used to be a woodcutter that comes every day where the spiritual teacher is meditating. And the woodcutter looked weak and poor. They don't have money to go to McDonald's to eat things. They have to eat whatever they can. So one day, the spiritual teacher called the woodcutter and asked, "Brother, you cut wood all day. Are you able to earn enough?" Woodcutter sadly replied, "I can't even manage to get 2 meals per day. Sometimes I can't even buy a meal for a day, not one meal." The teacher said, "Then why don't you go a little further from where you are cutting this wood? There is a sandalwood forest ahead. If you cut and sell that wood, you'll be able to earn enough for food for 7 days." Poor woodcutter didn't believe at first, but then he thought, what's the harm in going further? When he went further, he found forest of sandalwood tree. Woodcutter was surprised. Are we getting the where the story is going? Because when we live in our head, we can't see clearly what the Lord has already planned for us, that is just for us to enjoy. When he returned, he put his head at the feet of the spiritual teacher and said, "Sorry, forgive me. I had doubts because I have been coming to this forest all of my life. And yet I didn't know about this sandalwood forest. I wish I knew about it before." The teacher replied, "Don't worry, you know about it now." Now, woodcutters, they were passing comfortably. Now, instead of sweating it every day, cut a little, you know, because sandalwood is precious. Just like if you have frankincense, you have myrrh, you hear. So he will cut and sell the wood one day and will not come to the forest for a week because now he's making more money instead of every day he labors and all of that. Then one day, the spiritual teachers saw him and called him, "Brother, you have been cutting wood all your life. Have you not thought of going further?" The woodcutter said, Really? He said, never did that question arise in my mind that there could be something beyond sandalwood. God, I replied, no, I never thought about it. Is there anything beyond this forest? The teacher said, if you go further, you will find a silver mine. Remember the first time the teacher told, he was hesitating, like, I'm not sure. I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. What have I got to lose? But this time, the woodcutter trusted the teacher's words and went ahead. He found the mine, the silver mine, and happily collected all the silver and sold it in the market. Now, he didn't have to come to the forest for months. Are we getting this story? So this happened a few times. One day, the spiritual teacher saw him again, called him again, and said, have you not thought, what if there's something beyond silver mine? Doesn't it occur to you to look ahead? Get out of your head. What could I reply? I never thought of this. I thought silver was the last thing I could get. The teacher said, there's a gold mine a little further ahead. And beyond that is a diamond mine. Woodcutter went ahead and found both mines. Now he was rich and living a life of luxury. So one day, you know, we get comfortable, we forget who makes things possible. Even when we get comfortable and have all the wealth, we're still living in our head. So one day the woodcutter came back to the forest. The teacher called him and said, have you stopped at the diamond mines? Don't you want to go further? Woodcutter replied, don't trouble me, I have everything now. That's what it was. And the teacher said, you happy? Woodcutter stood quietly for a while and then started crying bitterly. The spiritual teacher said, do you know why this man who knows about even diamond mine and yet sitting here, he must have something beyond diamonds. Didn't this question never arose in your mind? Because you come to cut the wood, I showed you the sandalwood, then I showed you the silver mine, gold mine, diamond mine, and here I'm always sitting here. If I'm sitting here all this time and I know all of these things, don't you think there's more to all these things? Of course, because we're always in our head, we can get out and see beyond. Woodcutter started crying and put his head at the teacher's feet and said, I have everything but peace of mind. The thing called happiness have gone far away from my life. Then the teacher said, now you have lots of wealth. There's no need for any more wealth. Now you should look within you. He didn't say look within your head, but there's something more than your head, your heart, the spirit of God, your intuition. Now it's time to connect to it instead of letting our mind do wonders to us and limit our expansion and all of that. Get out of my head. So this is what I wanted to tell you. Don't stop until disturbances go on inside. Calm down. Learn about inner peace. And then you will experience the experience of those close to God. Now, that is true happiness. Remember, when your head troubles you, get out of my head. Go to where the peace of God is that gives you everlasting happiness. The heart-centered soul never have any regrets. May the divine blessings be with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.